Welcome to the meeting of Denpasar City Council's Governance, Finance and Committee Services and Community Services Committee for the 16th of July. It's now 5:30 and we will get underway. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant council officer. We have an apology from Alderman Laycock, who is currently on leave. And I would ask for any declarations of interest in any items on this meeting. No? Move to item 3.1, public question time. Any member of the public who would like to ask a question, I ask you to come forward, state your name and address and ask a question, please. No? Item 3.2, questions on notice from Alderman. At the time of the compiling of the agenda, we have no questions on notice. We will therefore move to item 4.1, which is the Local Government Association of Tasmania AGM and General Meeting. There are some items there and obviously a list of the agenda items. It would be my preference to move that we... the recommendation without actually going through the items, unless by exception there's something you would like to discuss, but perhaps we'll move to put it on the agenda. So if I could have a move of the recommendation on page 9, please. Thank you, Alderman Emerton. And a seconder?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. so it's simply that we the agenda be noted. Alderman Emerton?
Nothing further specifically. In general terms, it's there's lots of activity going to happen at the meeting next week or week after. But I think, and there's quite a few good proposals put up by several councils, and it's for those of us that can attend that meeting be worthwhile really looking into the background information. It's well put.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, I find that interesting that they've made our notice of motion and the other Spring Bay, Glamorgan, is it? I can't find it at the moment, sorry. It's a bit hard to find those. Putting those together, but I suppose that's fine the way that we want it to be worded, I guess.
Was item 11?
Yes, was slightly different, varied. What but page it, was it, sorry?
It's yes. On page 6 and it's item 11.1. And I guess my view would be it's simply about speaking to state government anyway. It's not a local government decision. It's a state government decision. So it's about it's item 11.1.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Through you, Madam Chair, the actual background in the agenda for the meeting does outline the separate motions from the two councils.
Yeah, and that the state government is considering
and the state government's comments.
Yes.
It is a usual process with LGAT if they get very similar motions to try and put them into a... so there's a one motion on the same item. But they do outline what each of the councils have put forward.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments, questions?
Finally, Madam Mayor, just in written...
Alderman Goodwin, yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Where do we sit with all of them? The telecommunications tower, the statewide, the container deposit scheme, recycling City of Hobart? What are we going to be, just your discretion, is it on them? Or?
Well, I guess that's open to this discussion at this point. If there's any direction you as a committee want to give me, then that's fine. Then we also have, I don't think we have it listed for anything else before that. But generally, unless someone has some strong feelings that you want to air right now, that would be... there will be more than a quorum of our council at the meeting as well, so there will be some support around that.
Right, yeah, because there are quite a few of them. You know, we come to the telecommunications tower that we went to a drama with that here recently, you know, so there's a number of issues, really. And then when you look back through the depreciations... accounting standards and depreciation of the Circuit Council, that's understandable.
Mm.
How it would impact. I know what it impact what it does here.
Yes.
So, either here and now we go through them one at a time, one by one, and sort it, or down there. But I think it gets difficult down there.
I'm open to suggestions. If there are particular items that you would like to air, I'm happy to do that.
Well,
I just felt that most of those items are items where it would be a move to ask state government or another body to make them, to make decisions or changes, really, the legat.
Right, okay, then let's start with 10.1, the tourist signage. Would that, would through you to the general manager, is that a state government? Because they, to say that could be in non-English language.
On page 6. On
this, page 6.
Okay.
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. The certainly there's a state government comment there, talking about destination action plans and the process there, and there was a similar motion that was raised in 2016 about the state government providing additional funding for upgrades, maintenance and provision of tourism infrastructure in areas where tourist numbers have increased significantly in recent years. Didn't specifically talk about the language, but certainly...
I mean, I think, if I may, Madam Mayor, in all fairness, you couldn't have a sign there in Arabic and Chinese and Japanese and, you know, the whole boost on German and Dutch and so on. You'd have to sit back and, I suppose, look at the numbers and say what's the bulk of them coming here from those countries, and use, and that would be the signage you'd use, I would think.
One would think so, or there'll be wall to wall signs. One would,
otherwise, yeah,
we already have too many, too much signage around.
Signage, exactly. So therefore, I suppose it does come back to state government. So elected members, election of state government. Well, that's ours. If I'm in a mayoral vacancies, Burnie Council. Well, what are we thinking about there? Supporting that?
Is there any strong feelings around
well,
it?
Well, I think we all support that.
I think it's a reasonable suggestion.
A reasonable request, yeah.
We do it for the other positions,
yeah. So. Code of conduct, City of Hobart, so can we set part of the model code of conduct? Where's that set, Mr. General Manager? Is that
materiality.
It's removing a term within the code of conduct. Set out in the model code. They believe that the current code's out of step, particularly in relation to non-pecuniary conflicts of interest, and so they were suggesting a change to remove that materiality test from it.
From the current code?
From the current code.
And in your professional opinion, do you think that's a fair assessment of it all?
Having not been involved in any code of conduct
nor have we,
processes, because I don't recall one from this council.
No.
It's hard to.
So if it's not broke, don't fix it.
One of the issues, of course, is Hobart City Council's had a reasonable number of code of conduct complaints.
Right.
And so therefore they obviously have experience in this.
This has come from the City of Hobart.
It has.
Well, perhaps we should leave it as it is. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I think so.
Qualified advice for general manager contracts to Glamorgan City Council. That's quite a contentious one, would you not say, in Glamorgan City Council?
Through you, Madam Chair, I would suggest that it is, on the basis that the Act's clear about the responsibilities of the general manager, but also in this particular one, to allow the mayor to, or their delegate, to qualify a council or council committee agenda item that relates to the performance of it or contractual arrangement with the general manager. I suppose it depends on the system that's actually set up. Certainly here there's a committee of council that's set up to do that review process. and it's a legal requirement under the contract to allow a mayor or the delegate to qualify or amend an agenda item that's being determined by a council committee would seem
strange. To cut to the chase, what would your opinion be on that one?
I would suggest you would vote against it.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
I'd say so, yeah. Elected members' titles. I mean, I couldn't care less whether it's alderman or councillor. What are we thinking there?
Well, I have a question in relation to that. If they're going to do that, what's happening with the title Lord Mayor?
There's a Lord Councillor, doesn't he?
The Lord Mayor is a statutory requirement in all states that the Mayor of the capital city is always known as the Lord Mayor. Uh-huh. Apart from in New South Wales, I think they've got a couple. Because I think...
Monson is too, isn't he? Isn't he a Lord Mayor?
Oh. Not Launceston, but certainly in Newcastle. I think it was Newcastle. One of them up there, there's also a Lord Mayor there. But primarily it is the capital city is the Lord Mayor.
Okay. I certainly, personally, in my opinion, I don't really have a lot of liking for the word alderman. I find I have to explain to people what that means on a regular basis. But when you say you're a councillor, they get it. So I certainly would be... approving of this, but I don't know what my fellow colleagues can. We'd have to be on a majority here, I guess.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
I just want to go back to 10.1 and talk about the interpretive signs. I think the idea around that was that they were going to have some Chinese signs because the minority, apparently, some study they did of tourism down that area were Chinese. Well, all being good that they want Chinese signs down there. But which dialect are they going to choose? Because China is a big country and they don't all use the same language. And I am also, I'm fairly opposed to this considering we don't have dual signage of our Aboriginal people and our Aboriginal language and our Australian English at the moment. So why then do we instantly skip to our major trading partners and give them, ease of access with the... some signage when we're not actually looking at our own heritage and implementing dual signage there. The second thing is the elected members title. I think Tasmania is the only state that still has alderman in the title for local government officials. I think that even Victoria...
their councillor.
Yeah. Don't use it and haven't used it for some time, so it is very outdated and sexist, I guess, that we need to be called old men, and lots of my contemporaries and people that I hang with make jokes about it and ask me about inappropriate things to do with men that I might now be. So I think we need to dump that. I'm definitely not an older man. I might be an older person. But I'm definitely a councillor, so I'm in full support of getting
rid of it. In relation to that one, through you, Madam Chair, is that the state government comment on that is that they believe that the Act says that city councillors may also be known as aldermen, and their view is that the government considers that the matter should be appropriately dealt with at the individual council level.
Yeah.
So if council was of the mind that they wanted to move to... being called councillor instead of alderman, that's an issue for the Devonport Council.
So no matter what we vote for, we can fix
fine. You can do that yourself. Right?
Yep.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Just in relation, I'll go back if I may, to Alderman Milne's comments in relation to the Aborigines. Well, most Aborigines that I know of can speak English. I haven't struck one. They can speak their own dialect, I know that, but they can also speak English, where you will find quite a few Chinese and Japanese that can't speak English, you know, at all. So that's that was the reason I'm saying we'll do it. So I don't think we should be putting too much emphasis on the Aboriginal language in relation to it, because they're Australians and just as we are.
It's a different reasoning, I guess. Alison, did you have something?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Alderman Jarman. Thanks, Alderman Goodwin.
I'm not finished yet, Madam Mayor. There's another couple of pages
to go.
I know.
I was moving on to the next item.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've sorted out the Environment Health Office, the Latrobe Council. Where are we sitting there, Mr. General Manager? Is that a
Through you, Madam Chair, that's certainly worthy to support because there is a need for training of environmental health officers, and it's important that, if possible, that they can continue to be trained in Tasmania.
Right, fine. Yeah,
okay. Everyone happy with me voting with that motion?
With that motion? Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Statewide training employment, Secretary of Counties. What do you think there, Mr. General Manager? That seems a reasonable thing.
This is about the trade shortages, so it does seem reasonable.
So it's got merit, isn't it, really? Because we have got trade shortages. So I think we could support, I'd be happy to support that.
Any contrary views? Thank you. 13 is financial sustainability. Are any of those, anyone have strong views around? Accounting standards, I know Alderman Goodwin, you did already raise that as an issue.
And in also in the relation to depreciation, both those, I don't think... both would be for better governance. Once again, we don't have that situation here. We've managed to keep our depreciation where we need to get it. I often argue for a lower rate, but, you know, sometimes we get that, sometimes we don't.
Alderman Emerton.
I have raised the point before about income in advance. My understanding there was there possibly going to be a change in that standard, Kim? Yeah, so that it would go to the way that I think it should be. Oh, I'm happy now. Thank you.
Mm. And that really dovetails into that one from Accounting Methodology Georgetown Council, would you say, Mr. General Manager?
The Georgetown Council one?
13.3.
Yeah, Accounting Methodologies.
Some of the reporting would benefit from having more standardised reporting.
Mm.
But equally, you want to make sure that you don't go to the lowest common denominator as well.
Yeah.
Because while they might be talking about standardised reporting, they may be thinking about to a particular level that doesn't necessarily... Mm. One size doesn't necessarily fit all. Mm. Certainly
so perhaps we should leave that to individual councils.
Something should be carefully thought through if there is going to be standardised reporting.
Yeah, we could probably be no to that, and we'll leave that to the individual councils to sort out how they want to account. Fire service levy, I reckon that's a good one. We certainly seem we need justification why they just keep jacking that up over the years without any. They just seem to do it because they can.
Any other comments around that?
I think we'd support that. Okay. Well, I know I do. Anyone else do that? Yeah. Yep. Land use. Take great responsibility for the management of streams. Well, doesn't really affect us here to that extent, I suppose, but we haven't got too many streams.
Yeah. So, it certainly is an issue in some of the more rural council areas.
Yeah.
And certainly coming from Breaker Day, you can understand that because there has been
quite a few floods.
A reduction. There's also been a reduction in the resources provided by the state government in that area. Mm. And so this is an opportunity for them to at least try and lobby.
Mm. Yeah, I think fair enough, because they'd be under pressure. Building Act. Rather than as a resource, I'm talking about the Building Act. well, best of luck with that. That there's a lot of vested interest in relation to the where the Building Act goes. But I can see where they're coming from. And I believe we ought to support it, but whether the state government will get on board or not would be another matter.
Okay.
Single use packaging. I was taking petroleum basing. Yeah, well, once again, that's a good one, isn't it, in relation to the waste situation that we have within the country and probably within the world. But it's got to start somewhere, doesn't it, to see if we can to get some sort of clarification in relation to the petroleum based, the plastics and so on. And they're the biggest issue. So I've got no problem with it. Perhaps around the table, I'm sure Alderman Milne will have something to say about it.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so unless there's a contrary view, And I'm happy to take comment from you too. Make sure I have... Alderman Jarman?
Well, there's a few of those, isn't there? There's
recycling,
this one.
Yeah.
So are any of the recycling ones that you want me to vote against?
No, I certainly want you to vote for them, but I certainly wonder how they're going to be able to monitor this.
Well, I guess that's the next step.
The small businesses.
Yes. This is about getting them on the table, so to speak.
But, of course, this is asking the state government to do something about the single-use package, isn't it? Mm. So if we support it, it's up to the state government to take it up from there, whether they do or they don't. Mm. At least we've been supportive. And the same in relation to the recycling issue. But mind you, that's a can of worms, you know, and I've mentioned here, you know, waste to energy, and there's ones that don't want waste to energy that reckon they're going to pollute the planet even more.
I thought that the general committee had already discussed the state government, or was that local government going to put a group together at the last
meeting? That's coming forward.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I was just...
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair, that was a motion at the last LGAC meeting. They had to come back with more information, and I'm pretty sure it's actually in the agenda.
Matthew's doing it in
at
the
some
workshop.
Stage earlier on about a statewide position in relation to waste management and waste minimisation.
Mm.
So I think there's a separate item that deals with that in the course of the meeting, outside of the motions.
Right. So is it fair to say that it's already under control? Or in the process of getting under control?
I wouldn't call it under control.
Out of control. Yeah.
It's got a long way to go.
Right.
So I'm assuming you would ask me to support any of the motions around recycling?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All those.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to...
that covers all costs. The container deposit scheme is the same thing, really. Mm-hmm. There should be a container. We used to have it years ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess that depends on how that relates to all the other recycling as well. In that case, I will take the information on board. There's some items about implementation of the statewide planning scheme, which I'm assuming you'll want me to
support there.
Move forward. 14.9 telecommunications towers. That members note a lack of input, so it doesn't really say anything much, to be honest.
Well, it's exactly how we're
on 14.9, it doesn't really ask us.
Yeah, well, you can see where they're coming from. You know,
it doesn't ask for any action.
The request that we get investigate options to allow council to have more input into the submission of the development application.
So you want me to support that?
I think we should, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, we're in the same boat.
Okay.
Madam Chair, could we just go back to 14.6, which is the Tourism Destination Action Plan, and I think it may have some connection in some way to 15.2, which is the state government, lobby the state government, Spirit of Tasmania, ensure availability of sailings adequately meets demand, etc. There is some connection there, I would think. But I think that's something that's so important statewide, when particularly the fact we have the spirits coming in, we're getting two new ones shortly. And I think, I don't know, people arrive here, the first destination, obviously is Hobart because it's the capital, etc. But I'm not too sure whether Devonport, the North West, get their fair share of support and promotion and so on, so that the tourists, when they come here particularly, need to explore this part of the island. I think, you know, realistically, I think that's something that is vital for Devonport particularly, well, for us and the North West Coast. So that's something I think that should be looked at. And with regard to 15.2, the cost to come across on the Spirit is quite exorbitant when you compare. It's not a national. We believe it's a national highway, but it's not funded as such for Bass Strait. So maybe that's something that I think perhaps at some time in the future that should be looked at as funding, so that minimally Tasmanians who have mainlanders come here mostly for holidays and probably for business, but Tasmanians need to go across. It's exorbitant.
Thank you,
the cost
Alderman
of
Matthews. That's not actually the motion, but I understand your
so,
comments.
Yeah, I think it's something that should be looked at.
Yeah, the motion is on that is that we that what it says, and we should support it.
Yeah, yeah. Meeting demand. It doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm
yep.
saying.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Think that's really covered it, hasn't it? Really?
Yep. Okay, so we're happy with both of those.
Yeah, affordable housing, Southern Midlands. So I think we should do that. And centralised action plan from the central council, so circular council.
So that's about making sure that they spread the money properly.
Yeah, and that's to decentralise some of their, instead of having all the government offices down in Burnie, they could shift a few out to down to instead of Penguin or probably up to Devonport and look after the poor people, instead of having them all down in Burnie. Like
so no one has any contrary views around any of those things?
No.
Okay.
We're right.
Alderman Milne?
Did we decide that we were actually going to support the action to lobby the state government to change us back to councillors again? So
well, we decided that
we'll do that ourselves.
Act, we can do that. We can choose to do that if we choose to.
Okay.
I'm happy to support the motion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
But realistically, the general manager's advice is that if we choose to do that, we can do that.
You can bring a motion up at the next meeting, Alderman Milne, and you get it seconded and put it on the round, and we'll see where it votes, where it goes to.
All right. Okay. In that case, well, thank you for the conversation and for the advice. I've got my notes here ready for the meeting.
Notes,
thank you.
You're right. Yeah. You might finish up. You might be the new Lord Mayor, Madam Mayor.
I don't know that anyone wants that job at the
you
moment.
Before you came in tonight,
I will ask Alderman Emerton to close the debate, please.
Oh, consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. That's you're so done right. for the day, Alderman Goodman.
What's up?
For, item 4.2, State Emergency Services.
Yeah, I'll move that recommendation.
Thank you. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I knew you
would. I'll second that.
Good,
thank
quick.
You. Alderman Jarman. Alderman
I
Goodwin.
I moved it.
Yeah. Yes, and Alderman Jarman seconded it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's fine. I have nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Just a quick question. There's not much changed from the last one, is there? No. All good. Very happy to support that. They're wonderful people.
Let this over in the next 5 minutes.
Through the chair, any other comments? Through the chair, gentlemen, ladies, thank you. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam
thank
Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, the environmental strategy.
And I'll move that report be received.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Oh, no, I have nothing further to add, Madam Mayor. It's all in there.
Two people.
Excuse.
Oh, it's not the original document. It's be adopted. Yeah.
The strategy be adopted, and we have item C on that recommendation is that we have two aldermen to be appointed to the Environmental Strategy Working Group.
Can I self-appoint? Can I put my hand up?
Pardon?
Are you nominating two names for that that environmental strategy?
Oh, well, probably Alderman Milne and Alderman Jarman.
Are they happy to accept that nomination? Excuse me.
Another one won't hurt you. You all right?
This is a committee meeting, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
Yeah. Righto. No, I've nominated Alderman Milne and Alderman Jarman.
Are Alderman Jarman and Alderman Milne happy to be on that Environmental Strategy Working Group?
Well, of course I am.
Can I ask a question in relation to my nomination?
You may.
Thank you. How often do they meet?
Three, Madam Chair. Because this is a new committee, basically a working group, essentially we will need to call for public expressions of interest to appoint the community members because the original working group was just to develop the strategy. In reality, prior to the election, there may not even be a meeting. But the important thing is to actually have it listed as a committee and that there were representatives so that when we come to appoint new representatives after the election, they can be filled.
So you may not
fine
even
with
get
that then.
Thank you. You have thanks. Moved the motion. Alderman Goodwin, did you wish to add anything else?
I have nothing further to add,
thank
Madam
you.
Mayor.
Alderman Milne?
Ah.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
So it's consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Regional Youth Strategy. Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
I'll second.
Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, I'm really pleased that this has got up and running, and huge commendation to Carol Bryant for all the work she did on this, organising a lot of people to get this strategy up and running. Can't wait to see it implemented. Can't wait to see us start to do things with this strategy, because I think it's very important for us not to forget our youth and to have them in part of our decision-making as much as possible. It's wonderful that it's been very regional, not just about the Devonport area. I mean, there are no walls, so it's very important that we're understanding that so many children come in from the different councils to utilise what's here in Devonport as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Milne?
No, I guess that I just want to say that anything that is going to facilitate more engagement with our youth in the community is a good thing. These are the Tasmanians of the future leaders, and we need to be fostering their learning and encourage them to participate at every opportunity that we can.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Goodwin? Nothing to add? No other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the Retail Strategy 2018 to 2023. Do I have a mover, please?
Yes, I move, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Goodwin.
No, it's a good strategy, Madam Mayor, and it takes it forward for the next few years, and certainly the retail market is changing exponentially, really. And we'll certainly see where it does land over the next few years, especially with the completion of Living City and so on. And of course, notwithstanding the fact of the online part, which of course is impacting it. So it's a good strategy for these times. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you. Thanks to the General Manager who sent around some correspondence from the Chamber today. Just in reading through it and then hearing or reading those letters, I think it's the idea is that we really need to make sure we've got a really good communication strategy, because we've all been on committees, and we're on one right here now where we can know exactly where we're going, but if we don't communicate that properly and effectively, then it gets lost on the people that we're making decisions over. And so I certainly endorse the strategy. What Alderman Goodwin said about the online thing, there is still a place for retail market from a shop front in local communities, and they need to work very much together and not see each other as competition, but work strategically together to get people to come in. You can't get a cup of coffee on the internet,
no.
Which is really good. Well, Jeff might have worked a way out, but I haven't yet.
Thank you.
Oh, Deliveroo, yeah. No, a real one, properly. But the idea is that we need to be strategic, and I think we need to... We're small enough in our region to work together, whether it be with the bigger players, but certainly the local people as well, and we need to be on our best... putting forward our best game. To make sure that we can make retail successful in Devonport. So I just encourage us to be quite communicative, like myself.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4 is the Live and Learn Steering Group. Do I have a mover for the motion?
Which I'll move the recommendation, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Milne, Alderman Goodwin.
Well, it clearly states that the formation of Live and Learn Steering Group in those
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
It's good to know that this committee is going to be working outside of council, and so the resources that they use will be resources that they can find themselves and go forward from that, gaining more public support and community support, one would hope.
Thank you. I guess I should just note that council is funding the work of this committee, and it's, as you can see, a very high-powered and influential committee that I think we should be really excited about having on board, and that we will be, as I said, funding that, and they will be reporting to council on that funding and the work that they're doing on an annual basis. So I look forward to them being able to deliver on the live and learn strategy. Alderman Jarman, I apologise.
Thank you. That's all right. There's two more positions to fill. What positions are we looking at there? Is the mayor going to be on this? No.
I think I can be by ex officio anyway, okay. And I've certainly attended their meetings.
Right.
And I would need to take that on notice, I think.
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. Karen Hampton is council's rep, so she would certainly understand the makeup of the committee, but my understanding is that they're looking for like-minded people who are able to provide input into the resources and those sort of things for the committee.
Lovely.
So I think that they're trying to target specific people to cover off on that.
Oh, hopefully they can fill those positions. Thank you.
Thank you. Either comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
General close, Madam.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1 is minutes of council special interest groups and advisory boards. There is a recommendation on page 234, and I would ask for a mover of the recommendation, please.
Yes, I move.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Milne? Alderman Jarman?
Yes, no, it's all there. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Just another... outlining the fantastic work that both organisations do, the gallery and the Maritime Museum, engaging our community. So, yep, well done.
Thank you. Any other comments? And I'll note that the Special Interest Group is recommending to Council, or the East Emport Special Interest Group is recommending to Council that we forward a concept. Bring forward the concept plan around a garden in Pioneer Park, which is a memorial garden. So that's been recommended to council, and that's part of this recommendation. Thank you. Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2 is elected members' expenditure report.
I move that report be received, Madam Mayor.
Second. Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Milne, Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing to add, it's all there in black and white.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Yes, the same, nothing to add.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? No? Alderman Goodwin to close.
General close, Madam Mayor.
I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3, Community Services, Arts and Culture Report on page 299. Do I have a mover of that motion, please?
Move it.
Alderman Milne, thank you. A seconder?
Thank you.
Alderman Jarman? Alderman Milne?
A very comprehensive report with all the fantastic things that have been happening throughout our city, all the visiting acts like the Victorian Ballet, which were, I've heard, fantastic, and also the exhibition the Drogues put on, the Maritime Museum, all these things enrich our community and make it a place to be. So I fully endorse this.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
No, it's all there. Thank you. Nothing further.
Any other comments? Alderman Emerton, do you have
Can't not take an opportunity to talk about the Devonport Jazz, and it's coming up soon, so one of our most major activities as a community, certainly in the music arena. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Alderman Milne-Tacose.
So closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.4 is the Governance and Finance Report.
I'll move that report be received, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Was it Governance and Finance? That'd be Charlie, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Alderman Emerton?
Yeah, yes. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, just catching up.
My machine's gone funny.
Oh.
All modern technology.
Okay, you, Alderman Goodwin.
I have nothing further, Madam Mayor. It's all in the report.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton?
Nothing further.
Nothing to add? Alderman Jarman.
Oh, sorry, my light was...
That's all right. But, sorry, Alderman Matthews.
That's all right.
Thank you.
On page 325, 2.2 parking, I just note there was the Pays You Leave car park near Harris Scarf is going to be closed for a period. Is that... What's the... Through you to the General Manager, what's the... story with that?
Through you, Madam Chair. Sorry, but you're
where?
Referring to...
The Pay As You Leave. I saw a report somewhere where it was going to be closed for a short period or something. Is there work to be done, or is it something to do with the... moving... moving
the pay...
Turn your light on and you can shed some light.
The ratepayer Lee Murphy was on my ear about it. Someone at council has told him that we're going to close it as soon as Harris Scarf go. We're going to close it and we're going to knock the building down and then the car park's going to be closed till June next year or so. And he's going crook because people go to his cafe and park there, so we'll go broke. And he's very concerned about it. And I told him it's just pie in the sky, but anyway, that's where it's come from, I would say.
So, correct. We've had the same query raised, and the car park won't be closed until such time as work has commenced.
Yeah, exactly. And I did point out, and I said, we wouldn't be, what do you think, we're stupid? We're not going to close it at Christmas time. I mean, we just wouldn't do it, you know. So there we are. That's where all that's come from. So treat it with a grain of salt.
Thank you.
Just going around the gossip. I have nothing further to add if you ask me to
You're
close.
Closing. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I appreciate that. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. I now need a motion to move into closed session. Alderman Milne, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Milne, anything to add?
No.
Alderman Jarman? I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Thank you. I'll close the open session of the meeting at 6:13.